Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're going to talk about the three things that every podcaster starts with. We're going to have a little interview with a new podcaster. We're going to revisit the power of podcasting and a last five in five.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, because everything, and I mean everything you need to launch a podcast, is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Now, we've got a lot of material to go through today. If you'd like to contact me, my information is out at the website. And one of the things that I try very hard not to do is to make this a giant commercial for the School of Podcasting, even though in general, between you and me, it's a giant commercial for the School of Podcasting. But what I'm going to do today, instead of me telling you about the tutorials and everything that you can get at the School of Podcasting, if you can hang with me for 2 minutes and 25 seconds, I do a podcast called The Power of Podcasting, which basically this podcast is about how to podcast. That podcast is why to podcast. So I want to start off today with 2.5 minutes. It's pretty cool, of why you should start a podcast. Take it away, friends.
And all our supporters followed through. And within the first week of the printing, we got a second printing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't, there are a lot of authors that are still.
That's right. Boom.
I end up picking up myself and my family and taking a leap of faith and moved down to Florida. And for the past number of years, this is what I do full time.
At least once so far now, I've also been offered, because of the podcasting blogging, a free trip to Mexico.
And it's really amazing. I mean, kinds of doors that are surprisingly open when you do this stuff is really kind of mind blowing at times. So.
You know, the number one thing that I have found advantageous from doing the podcast is the networking opportunities.
I also purchased CDs from the Wild Hearts and Stars because of your show.
I'm actually waiting right now for word from Hollywood to be a host on a Discovery Channel show.
Cool.
I'm also waiting for word as a walk-on for another show on Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. I'm actually got a demo in for XM Sirius Radio from my own station on a Patriot Network, and all because of this crazy thing called podcasting.
That's awesome.
By saying to him and showing him my card that I have a podcast, I got a chance to interview
him. I've made a lot of new friends just from doing this show. I mean, a lot of friends. And so that's the best thing about doing this thing, is making friends who have like-minded tastes and, you know.
Yes, I am helping people. I mean, that's the best part. I mean, I get, you know, I don't know how many letters a week, 50 to 100 letters a week from listeners. And
went to the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp through my show. I got to be covered as press, so I talked to Rick Nielsen there, and so that was huge. Joan Jett.
Positioning me as an expert with 100 podcasts behind me, that's been huge.
The podcast itself hasn't made like a ton of money, but it's opened other doors.
A podcast which has had no new episodes for almost 2 years had 1,042 downloads. In August, it went up to an even 1,400. And in September, which is September for another 4 days, I've had 2,521 downloads of a podcast that more or less is dead.
This is what's happening now. Like, radio is going away quick, and everyone's going to start doing podcasts.
There you go. You're going to make friends. You're going to be seen as an expert. You're going to have opportunities show up for you. You are going to sell more product. You're going to have a better understanding of your audience. If that audience is your customer, that helps too. Check it out. It's time to start a podcast. Go out to the School of Podcasting. We have everything you need to launch a podcast. Next up, we have a last five in five from Doug from the Movie Madness podcast. And if you're new to the show, this isn't your favorite five podcast. This is what were the last five you listened to. So Doug sent one in. He just recorded it and emailed me the MP3. You can also call it in 888-563-3228. But my preferred method at this point, if you have a microphone plugged in, click on the little voicemail button on the right-hand side of the screen at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. Take it away, Doug.
Hey, Dave, this is Doug from the Movie Madness Podcast at moviemadnesspodcast.com. And I thought I'd call in and give you my last five and five. And my last five and five is number five, WDW Radio Show. It can be found at wdwradio.com. And it's a show all about Walt Disney World. It's hosted by Lou Mangiello, and it is excellent. If there's anything you want to know about the parks or Disney in general, Lou knows everything. It's been going on for a long time. It's just a great podcast. Vacation tips, everything from dining to where to stay. Just a great show. If you're a Disney fanatic like I am, you'll love the WDW radio show. And my number four is The Art of Wrestling, and that can be found at WeLoveColt.com. It's Colt Cabana. He was a former WWE wrestler, and now he's an independent wrestler. I think he's the NWA heavyweight champion right now, and he does a lot of interviews with very famous wrestlers that you guys would know. And what's really cool is it's more like a sit-down, and he's friends with these guys, so a lot of them open up, and you get a lot of great stories. My number three is Stuck in the 80s, and I grew up in the 80s, so I just love these guys. It's Sean Daly and Steve Spears. You can find them at tampabay.com/blog/80s. If you love the 80s, just a great podcast for, you know, music, movies, everything 80s. And my number two is Horror Etc., and that can be found at horroretc.com. And this, it's like just like it sounds, it's a podcast all dedicated to horror movies. And it is Anthony D.P. Man and Kingstown Ted. Those guys love horror movies. Great conversational podcast. Just really fun. If you're into horror movies, these guys are great. And my number one, of course, is the School of Podcasting. Great place to get podcasting information, all kinds of tips on how to run your blog, how to make things better. Dave, you do a great job. Just want to say thank you so much for what you do. Thanks a lot for all you do, Dave.
All right, next up, I want to talk about something, three things that every podcaster has when you start a podcast. There is nothing, it doesn't matter if you're Rush Limbaugh, it doesn't matter if you are, you know, Joe Schmo in Schmoville, Indiana, right? You all have these things. And As a trainer, right? I'm a technical trainer by training. I've been teaching technology for 20 years. And what I always tell people, when you start a class, when I taught at the college level, I said, look, you have an A. On day one, you have an A, and it's your A to lose. And we have all of these things when we start a podcast, and it's up to us to keep them. Now, number one, we all have control. The great thing about podcasting is the freedom. And if everybody could now put on your blue and white paint and think of Mel Gibson in Braveheart, you know, freedom, you have that freedom, right? Compared to radio, where you have that program director who's going to tell you what to say, what to play, how to say it, at what time, you have, you guessed it, freedom. And if you're a solo podcaster, you have the ultimate authority over your brand, your production. You have control over everything, right? And the great thing is somewhere down the road, if you decide to start a podcast without music, and then later you decide you want to have music, you can do that. You have control. All right. That's the beautiful thing of it. You're the boss. And if you are a person that's doing a podcast with more than one person, then you get to work on it together. My wife and I spent this weekend trying to choose. We're working on the album art for our new podcast that's coming out soon. And now, the second thing that you have is innocence. And what I mean by this is you are innocent until proven guilty. When you say it's a weekly podcast, and then you put out a show every week, you are seen as reliable. I remember the first podcast I did was called The Musician's Cooler, and I had people that emailed me that said, Dave, I look forward to every Monday, I fire up my iTunes, and there you are. It's like clockwork. So because my mom, when I was growing up back in the day, right, my mom let me do other things that other kids, especially teenagers, didn't get to do. And that's because in general, I was a pretty good kid. And she said, until you give me a reason to not trust you, I'm going to trust you, which was very cool because I understood that. And I came home on time, and I did this and that. And while other kids weren't able to stay up and watch The Tonight Show, I'm going to date myself, I was able to. So you have that same thing. You're audience will trust you until you give them a reason not to. Okay, now if you miss a week, they're going to forgive you. If you take a break for a month without telling them, they're probably not going to do that. By default, because you just simply hit record, you are seen as an expert. You're seen as reliable. You are seen as a nice person, probably. Why? Because you're giving people free content. So you have control and you are innocent until proven guilty. It's yours to lose. And the third thing you have, and in my opinion, the most important thing, is integrity. When I press the record button, I say the same things I say when the microphone is off. Now, some people might say I'm keeping it real, right? The truth is people have come to value my opinion, I guess, because of my experience. I've been doing this a while. And you know what? I deeply appreciate that. And the last thing I do is I do not take that lightly. And consequently, when a product comes along and I see in some cases, if I'm doing affiliate marketing, that there's a high commission on it, I don't instantly start talking about it on my podcast. I do some research. If possible, I get my hands on the product, or at least I watch some videos so I can provide some insight. And I always say if I have or have not used an item, right? I'm not going to just say, oh, this looks great. Go buy it. Use my affiliate link. Here's the key about this. I went to Wikipedia. Now, we all know Wikipedia is accurate for the most part, right? So it's kind of funny that I'm talking about integrity and I'm quoting Wikipedia, which isn't always the most accurate. But in this case, their definition of selling out, in my opinion, is 100%. It says selling out is the compromising of integrity, morality, or principles in exchange for personal gain, such as money. Now, you remember at the beginning of this, I said, the one thing you have is control. And if you start taking on advertising and sponsors, they might say, hey, can you not, you know, drop the F-bomb so much? Which, if you're looking for sponsors, can I give you a bit of advice here? Don't drop the F-bomb so much. That's not really going to get you a lot of sponsors by that. I talk about that in my book, More Podcast Money. Find it at morepodcastmoney.com. But if you, when you have sponsors, they might want to put pressure on what you can and cannot say. And let me tell you, I'm going to talk about here. Now, this is, I'm actually giving you kind of behind the scenes what's going on with Dave here. I've approached, because I love gear, right? I just love microphones. I love mixers. I love all that stuff. Anything that can make me sound better, I'm all for that. And I've approached other companies that I like and that I use to see if I could get some equipment and you know, hey, can you send me the new Mackie mixer? I want to compare it to a Behringer mixer side by side and send them back. And unfortunately, everybody I've approached has said, and here's the problem. If they do it with me, then they'd have to do it with all their affiliates. So I get why not. So far that request has been, I don't think so. Now, when I was in Blog World, I heard a lot about B&H Photo. And they have great gear. I heard about it from a lot of different people. And they do have a huge, and by huge, I mean huge selection of stuff. It's like Kmart for podcasters. And they have a very knowledgeable sales staff, and from what I hear, because I've not used them, great support. So I contacted them, and I said, hey, you know, if I send you enough traffic, can I get into kind of a reviewing spot where you guys could send me gear, and then I'll use it for a day or two, and I'll send it back? And you know what they said? Probably. Yeah, that's doable. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. I finally found it. I've heard so much about this company. They sound great. Awesome. I'm going to have great content. Let the pigeons loose. Let the trumpet sound, baby. This is awesome. I have this great relationship. And they said, here's what you have to do. You have to set up a page that says my equipment and put affiliate links to it. I'm like, that's cool. I can do that. People ask me about that all the time. And then I looked at my equipment and I said, you know, this is what I recommend people buy. The Audio-Technica 2100 is a great microphone at Amazon for $50. It's XLR and it's a USB. In fact, I have one in this room right now. I just bought one. Why? Because if I'm going to talk about it, my integrity says I better be using it. Now, I tried one out. You heard it a couple episodes ago, right? But I went over to B&H and went, they're a little more expensive. Now, not always. On the Heil PR40, which is like the Cadillac of microphones, they're actually $5 cheaper than Amazon. So that's cool. But most of my audience, and that goes back to knowing your audience, isn't going to buy a $300 microphone when Junior needs a new pair of shoes for back to school, right? And so how much more are they? Well, they're $30 more on that microphone, the ATR-2100. That's $49 at Amazon. Yeah, they're $79. And I went to my affiliate guy, said, I got a problem. And he's like, well, what's up? I go, here's the link. Here's the proof. You guys are more expensive. And he said, let me check into that. Now, that's where we're at this point. But I've also sent him an email that said, in the event that you can't beat that price without having to jump through a bunch of hoops, can I still, I will have no problem making a My Equipment page with links to things where you are comparable to Amazon, which right now is like the cheapest place. And if you want to, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/compare. Now, I will say ahead of this that if you go to schoolofpodcasting.compare, what this does is it compares Amazon to websites that I use, like Same Day Music, I really like. I really was kind of bummed that they couldn't do my little deal that I wanted, because Same Day Music doesn't charge tax unless you live in New Jersey, I think it is. So I went over there. And let me just give you some pricing here. Audio-Technica ATR-2100 USB microphone, Amazon $49. Same Day Music, again, no sales tax in most states, $59. American Music Supply, $59. B&H Supply, $79. Okay. Behringer Xenix 802 mixer. Now, Behringer mixers, when I talked to the guy at Guitar Center, said, really, when you talk about preamps, until you get into the upper end of mixers, there's really not a whole lot of difference between the little 4-channel Behringer and the 4-channel Mackie. I do like the Mackie because it has an on-off switch. But the mixer that I'm using, the Xenix 802, $54 at Amazon, $64 at Same Day Music, again, no sales tax, American Music Supply, $64, Musician's Friend, $69, B&H Photo, $79. So that's $25 more. So if I tell somebody to go buy that microphone and a mixer, you know, we're up $55, something like that, right? Let's look at Sony headphones. Now, this is where, when you get into the upper end stuff, Amazon, $97, Same Day Music, $99, B&H, $99, BSW, $99. Heil PR40 microphone, B&H Photo, ding, 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 beat everybody else. $305, Amazon $309, BSW $325, Musician's Friend $329. Dave Jackson could probably beat all those guys. Just for the record, I still sell equipment. Roland-R-05, portable recorder. That's the recorder I use. Amazon $199, B&H $199, Same Day Music $199, Musician's Friend $199, BSW $199. So pretty much, you're going to get into some areas where it's the same. They're not higher on all things. Unfortunately, the things that I recommend, two of them, not only are they more expensive, but they're, in my opinion, for a person, again, the audience that's coming to me, you know, an extra $50 is wow. So my dilemma is, if I bring them on as the resource for equipment, I end up knowingly referring you to a company that is costing you more money. And that's where if what I say off mic is different than what is on mic, I can't do that. I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, and I go, I know it's like this is a great opportunity to have equipment sent to me. And in the end, the money that I would make is not a whole lot different. So I should just shut my mouth and be a reviewer. And this is nothing against anybody that is doing this, because especially when you get into their photo end, their non-music equipment kind of thing, they might even be a little better pricing wise. Because I know people that are like that swear by them, and that's why I looked into them. And so I'm just saying, the one thing you have is your integrity. And so I would like your opinion on this. Go out and comment on this. Because it said, selling out is the compromising of integrity, morality, or principles in exchange for personal gain such as money. And the one thing that you need to think about too is there is a difference between a sponsor and an endorsement. Actually, I had that backwards. It's the difference between advertising and sponsors. An advertisement, they are often interchanged, but it's a little different. An advertisement is a singular message placement, while sponsorship is an ongoing arrangement. That's part of it. And then a sponsorship is a relationship between a program or even host and advertisers that support the program or event in exchange for an agreed upon amount of exposure. As noted, the distinction between a simple advertiser medium, I'm reading this from a website, can you tell? This is why I don't read on my podcast. As noted, the distinction between a simple advertiser medium relationship and a sponsorship is sometimes just semantics. However, a sponsorship is typically a stronger and more ongoing commitment between the sponsor and the program or event provider. So maybe if I set it up so that, you know, this company was an advertiser and not a sponsor, maybe they advertised on that spot, but they're not. They're giving me the equipment. They're spawn without them. See what I mean? It's odd. It's different. And I'm going to ramble if I don't go on. I'm off my bullet points at this point. But I just wanted you to be aware that you are in control. You're innocent until proven guilty. And it's up to you to guard your integrity. And again, this has nothing to do. I'm going to have to call somebody when I get off this podcast and say, I'm not calling you a sellout. But for me, I just went, not sure if I can do that. Would love your feedback on this. This is a bit of a dilemma. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe you guys, I don't care. I'm going to go to Amazon anyway. Don't know. But would love your feedback on that. But the three things you start with: control, you're innocent until proven, but you're reliable until you're proven unreliable. And then you have your integrity. That's all you have to start with. And it's, you have that until you lose it. And in the same way that I've taught my kids that if you lie to me, it's a hard, long road to get me to trust you again. And I would think that if I lose my integrity, I would think you, my friend, would have a hard time believing me again, because you're just saying that because they're going to pay me for it. So, because in this case, I again, because what I'm saying off mic is not the same as what I'd be saying on. End of subject. All right, next up, we've talked about the power of podcasting today. If you want to hear again why to podcast, go over to powerofpodcasting.com. It's a completely separate podcast, kind of about podcasting. I also have More Podcast Money. That's another podcast you can listen to. That's all about making money with your podcast. This is more about how to podcast on this podcast. And this is Kern, and I'm going to put him on the Power of Podcasting, but I thought I would introduce him here because it's a really quick interview. And just to say, let me give you some stats here. I told you a couple weeks ago, there was somebody that put out their first episode, very first one, did no promotion at all, had, I think, 25, 22 people download their first episode. And I said, you know, as a teacher, I teach in the corporate world, that's a full class. And yes, it's not 10,000 downloads like Leo Laporte, but 26 people in a room, okay, that's a classroom. I just talked to him the other day. He's a member of the School of Podcasting. And I think he said he was up to 5 episodes. Because he was on his 5th episode. He was very happy because he was able to publish it without any help. And he was up to 300 and some downloads, which, if you do the math, is about 60. That's a big classroom. and the numbers are growing up. So when I, let's see, Kern stopped out of the chat. If you go out to the school of podcasting.com, I'm out. I man the live chat on a fairly regular basis. I wish I could post a regular schedule, but if you just pop out there, if I'm online, if I'm not there, just leave a message, leave your email, and just leave your message and I'll email you the answer. Always love to interact with everybody out there, but he stopped by and was telling me that he just started this podcast and was having some really great things happen. So with that, I'm not going to steal the thunder. Here's my interview with Kern from the Home Recording Weekly podcast. All right, well, joining me today, I have Kern Ramsdale from homerecordingweekly.com. And Kern is kind of the exception to the rule. He's only been in the game a little over a month, probably. He's working on episode number 5. And he came on my chat out at the school of podcasting.com, found out what was going on. And I said, wow, we've got to get you on the show. So Kern, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure.
And let's start off a little bit about, well, first of all, tell us about your podcast.
Well, real quick, it's about recording music in your home. The home studio movement is pretty big. You know, you use DAWs, digital interfaces these days, and you can get really good results. And a lot of new folks coming in every day that want to record songs or albums. And my website's basically full of tutorials, how-tos, questions and answers, things like that.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing this at this point?
I started, it's a complete passion, and I started the blog in May of 2008 and made every mistake you could make. I faded away. I had a blogger template, very inconsistent, and people stuck with me. So I kept, you know, it kept resurrecting.
Well, there you go. And then you launched the podcast when?
2 months ago.
Okay.
So there, I do an episode every 2 weeks on the 1st and the 15th.
Well, there you go. Just like payday.
Just like payday.
There you go. Now, how has the interaction been compared to when it was just a blog?
I like it to putting a front door on your house, adding another portal to your website. Everything is crazy. The I'm consulting with folks. I've never done that before. You know, I went first with social media to try to make a difference, and it barely touched it. The podcast is, if anyone out there hasn't done it, you know, you're still on the fence, get your podcast up and running. Stop waiting.
Well, being a home recording person, what was, because obviously you know how to record, what was the main hurdle for you starting a podcast?
I didn't think I had anything to say. I was saying it in type. And I guess one night it hit me that I had read my last interview. I was done reading them, and I just wanted to maybe meet some of the people that I was reading about. You know, I thought maybe one day I could talk to these recording and mixing engineers myself, interview them, things like that.
Well, there you go. So you fired up the microphone and decide to put a little tone of voice to your writing, which is very cool.
Thanks. Shocking how quickly things took off. I had one episode up, the premiere episode, Dave, told people who I am, why I'm podcasting, reached out to fellow people in my niche that are, you know, mixing and recording all over the U.S. Professionally, Los Angeles, Nashville, Florida, and they're all on board. And I'm talking to these guys that I've been watching, you know, on TV for years.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's a dream.
Well, and from what I understand, you actually have, well, what's the guy's name? The rapper?
The rapper's name is Spose. He is very big in Maine. He's from Maine. He's blowing up everywhere. However, you know, it spreads like wildfire. And I was after him for a little while, you know, and I never heard back. Suddenly the other day I tried again, and not only has he agreed to, this is someone that I love. Not only has he agreed to be interviewed, but he wants to come to my home in my studio and do it.
Awesome.
You just can't imagine how great that is.
Well, it's great because it's different levels of connecting with people. I mean, we go from connecting via text to then when you add a tone of voice, it makes somebody a little more human. And now when you're going to get to shake this person's hand and have him in your home, that's a whole nother level of connection.
It is. It's, I tell my wife every day, it's like, I should have done this years ago. It's like a dream. And all because, well, if you have time, I'll tell the story.
Go right ahead.
We were moving in a new apartment and I was, you know, debating on this podcast and I found School of Podcasting. I downloaded every episode I could. And when I was painting this apartment we were going to move into, I put on the headphones and listened through. And I said, you know, I'm going to do this just because you made it sound easy and you talked me through it. I actually didn't join, a little disclaimer, but a close relative did. So
okay.
You actually did some consulting with him, and then he came and did some consulting with me. So
there you go.
Couldn't have done it without you. And so that's the whole story. As soon as we moved in, I had a microphone ordered on eBay.
And did you have any kind of hurdles that you had to get over that you didn't plan on, or anything along the way that for somebody that might be starting a podcast, you go, yeah, we probably should have done that different?
You know, I did. Hindsight is 20/20.
Sure.
I ended up putting everything on one website. And I wasn't going to name my podcast the Home Recording Weekly Podcast, the name of my website. However, I later decided to change it. So the first few episodes, it's called like Home Recording Podcast. And then it changes to Home Recording Weekly. So if you can think it through to the end, that's one thing you probably should do.
Gotcha. Now, what kind of, obviously, being a home recording person, you might have some decent equipment. What kind of stuff are you using to create the podcast?
Well, the part, I have an Elektra Voice microphone. I like the RE, is it the RE20? Mm-hmm. I have just a regular DigiDesign Pro Tools interface. I use Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. That's really all you need. You don't even need that. I mean, that's overkill.
Right.
That's a pretty expensive microphone just to talk into. But that's what I wanted. I wanted, you know, to, because it's a home recording podcast, I wanted to come across to sounding pretty good. But I have other equipment, Zoom recorders and things for location work. And I like to play with found sound, but I mean, that's stuff you don't need.
Yeah, that's true. And when you're approaching people to be a guest on your show, I guess, how are you approaching them?
That's a good question. I try to make it a win-win. You know, I say, look, I'll do my best to put your name out there and give you all the publicity that I possibly can. And won't you come on my show? We do the same things. We know the language. And it's been remarkable how many people are willing to do that.
Yeah, great. And when it was just a blog, were you still getting guests, or was it easier or harder to get guests when it was just a blog?
I didn't do that. I did some videos, tutorials, and there was little to no interaction with anybody. A comment once in a while, and that was it. And now it's like I could sit down full time and talk to people, answer questions. I'm Skyping with people, trying to help them, and all from the past 2 months, it's been a whirlwind of activity.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from the people that are contacting you?
Good question. Today I did a no-no, and I sent everybody's emails in a newsletter. another thing I'm trying to do is a brand new newsletter. And I got a couple emails that weren't too pleasant. And then everyone else was, you know, hey, that happens. No big deal. You're doing great. Keep it up. Love the show, things like that. So it was really, really nice.
And have you been approached by, obviously there are more than your podcast on home recording. Have you had a chance to intermingle with that kind of the home recording podcasting kind of niche?
I have, as I mentioned, a couple of guys have come on. Let's say three guys that are in that niche. Two of them, you know, have products up for sale, do seminars and the like. And I'm not going to tell you I'm a guru like they are. These guys are the gurus. I'd certainly would like to get up to that level someday or be seen that way, you know, align with them without stepping on their toes at all. But they've come on the show. We email regularly, you know, ideas back and forth. And they've been wonderful. You know, there's no pushing each other around or anything like that.
Very cool. And now, because of the podcast, you think people are now seeing you as the guru?
You know, I don't want to say that they are, but I've never Skyped consulted with anyone before, ever. And I'm doing that now. You know, I think people are saying, you know, this guy knows enough about it to have a podcast. Maybe I'll try, you know, I don't know.
It's yeah, I understand. That's a weird question because you don't want to go, well, absolutely, I'm right. A guru. But
exactly.
It's like, it's let's just look at it that way. Before the podcast, you weren't doing any kind of consulting. After the podcast, you are. So that's, we'll let the stats speak for itself there, I guess.
I guess, sure.
And then how long is your podcast, an episode?
You know, 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it.
Awesome. Well, again, your website is homerecordingweekly.com. Kern, anything else you want to add before?
You know, I got a quick few nuggets. It was, okay. This stuff was told to me when I started, and I think it's got a lot to do. Number one, like you say, don't wait. Just people do want to hear what you have to say, and you will not, if it's your passion, you won't run out of things to say. Very important to be consistent, be predictable. Like I told you, the 1st and the 15th is when it comes out. I don't miss that. And I tell people often, I repeat it, you know, we're out. And I think that's big because people, you know, my stats on the 1st and 15th are the most downloads. So obviously it's working, I think, and people realize when it does come out. So, and lastly, be yourself. People can smell a fake, you know, be nice, be unique. Offer something that no one else does, but be nice.
Well, that's true. All right, so everybody, again, his website is homerecordingweekly.com. Kern, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. I it's great. I just wanted to thank you, Dave, if I could real quick. Oh. If it wasn't for your podcast, the School of Podcasting, your website, and all of your words of encouragement, I never would have been, I wouldn't be podcasting today. I wouldn't be talking to all these people that I consider, you know, big icons in my life. I'm living the dream, and it's, you know, 4 or 5 episodes in.
Awesome. Very cool, man. Well, I'm glad you jumped in the water.
I am too. Awesome. Best decision I ever made.
There you go. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Dave.
So there you go. Think about this. Here's a guy, the tech end was no big deal to him. The microphones and the mixers and all this stuff. He didn't think he had anything to say. And we all have something to say. We all have different takes on the same subject. If you don't believe me, without getting all preachy on you now, right? Go read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's four different guys, all talking about the same subject, which in this case is Jesus, with completely different, like one guy was like, John is like all lovey-dovey. He's all about, you know, and then Mark is a physician. And so he's just freaking out on all the miracles that happen. Cause he's like going, science-wise, this just doesn't add up, folks. And with that, your voice, you could be talking about NASCAR. You could be talking about home recording. You've all got different voices. You all have different experiences. And I mean, I'm laughing today because I'm doing this podcast and I plan on having Kern in this. I just listened to my buddy, Ray Ortega, go over to the Podcaster Studio. Great podcast about podcasting. And you know what Ray had on last week? That's right. A new podcaster. So you know what I say to that? It's like, look, we've got about 10 guys now doing podcasts about podcasting. You can go to podcastaboutpodcasting.com. And there's a list of those on one of my sites. It's like musicians. There's only whatever there is, 8 notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Yeah, there's only 8 notes. So we're going to do the same thing from time to time. But it's even that is from different aspects. So just because somebody else is doing a similar podcast shouldn't stop you because you have a different aspect. You have a different take on it. And some people are going to identify with you and some people are going to identify with other people. And if you like me, trust me, you're going to like Ray because we have very similar takes on podcasting. And so don't let somebody say either A, your opinion isn't worth being heard because you have an audience that's waiting for you. And don't let somebody go, oh, well, somebody else is already doing that. Stop you because they don't have your take. They don't have your experience. And you just heard Kern say, it's amazing. And here again, the power of podcasting. I felt so bad asking him that question. Do you see yourself as a guru? Because what normal person is going to go, absolutely, I'm a guru. But the truth is there. When it was a blog, he wasn't doing consulting. He started a podcast, and now he's doing consulting. And that's why he's going to be on the Power Podcasting. So if you go and listen to this in a week or so, you'll probably see Kern's episode. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting. This is where I would normally tell you about all the tutorials and stuff at the School of Podcasting, but we've already heard 2.5 minutes of advertising at the beginning of this. So I'm just going to say thank you, let you know that if you'd like to join in on the conversation, it's super easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can use the voicemail button out at our website. You can call in your comments. If you want to use the phone, it's 888-563-3228. However you want to do it, I'm dying to hear from you. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And until next week, class is dismissed. I hope to see you on the inside. Till then, God bless.